5 tips for success as a freelance writer. Periodically, I get asked for advice from people who are trying to start a career or have just begun a career as a freelance writer, and I'm always happy to help. I began my professional writing career in 1982 and started freelancing in 1992. If you're considering doing likewise, not the years, but certainly the occupation, then I have a few tips that might be helpful. Number one is I suggest you take chances. It would be nice if we could just open our doors and watch the business roll in, but that first step as a freelancer usually involves a pretty big leap of faith and a ton of hard work. Sometimes you have to pick up the phone and do a little cold calling. Sometimes you have to go to a networking meeting and talk about what you do to complete strangers who might not even be interested in what you have to say. But it may feel uncomfortable, but pushing yourself beyond the limits of your normal way of being is key to generating success. Tip number two would be always do your best. It might sound trite, but if you're fully employed now, you can start generating future success as a freelancer simply by giving 1,000% of your effort to your current work and employer. Your reputation follows you everywhere, and being known as someone who consistently delivers results will help you attract more business. Number three tip would be keep training. No matter what you plan to do in life, it's a good idea to keep learning. We live in a world and an economy that is continually changing, and you need to stay fresh. I've been in the writing game for more than 30 years, and I'm still signing up for new opportunities to learn how to improve my game. I take a lot of courses in language and how to use language. I take programs in neuro-linguistic programming, in hypnotic language hypnotic language patterns, in, my goodness, language and literature. Creative writing is an area I've been studying a lot in recent years. And I've also taken dozens of hours of training, hundreds actually, of hours of training in sales, marketing, search engine optimization, content marketing, and coaching. It is not easy to fit that into an already full schedule, but I want to make sure that I offer my clients the absolute best service possible. And in order for me to stay on top of my game, I need to have new ideas to apply to the work that I do. Tip number four is talk to people. You need to market yourself, and in my mind, that's about finding different ways to have conversations with the people who are likely to do business with you. You need to know who those people are, of course, and what you offer them, so it's a good idea to invest in a good branding process that will guide your marketing efforts as well. Finally, manage your online real estate. The days of ignoring Twitter and Facebook are over. Periodically, I will run into writers who disdain Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz as something that's really, a little bit too huzza-huzza salesy for them. But there are important search engine optimization reasons for being active online. And you also want to make sure that you claim your company name on as many platforms as possible. You might have great experience in credentials, but it's not much good to you if nobody knows about it. There are other ways of generating success as a freelancer, but those are the ones that I've found most relevant. If you'd like to drop me a line and have a conversation about how I might be able to support you in your freelance writing career, then by all means, do so. I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And good luck for great writing.